Sunshine Statement. This regular meeting of the mayor and the council of the borough of Atlantic Highlands is called pursuant to the provisions of the Open Public Meetings Law. Adequate notice has been provided by transmitting the resolution of the annual meetings to the Asbury Park Press and to the Two River Times, by posting it in the Borough Hall on a bulletin board and reserved for such announcements, and by filing with the municipal clerk on January 3rd, 2022. This agenda is complete to the extent known, and formal action will be taken. Roll call.
Mr. Murphy.
Here.
Ms. Hohenleitner.
Here.
Mr. Dougherty. Mr. Crowley.
Here.
Mr. Baracchia.
Here.
Mr. Baums.
Here.
Mayor Gluckstein.
Here. Please stand for a silent prayer and pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So, right now we need approval of the previous meeting minutes for November 21st.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Murphy.
Yes.
Ms. Hohenleitner.
Yes.
Mr. Crowley.
Yes.
Mr. Baracchia.
Yes.
Mr. Baums.
Yes.
Okay.
Minutes have been approved.
Okay, thank you. I don't see the halls here yet, so I'm going to put this to the side and move on for the proclamation in recognition of Walter Curry. And I'd like to read this out. It says, in recognition of a proclamation of the mayor and council of the borough of Atlantic Highlands, in recognition of the long, tireless service of Walter R. Curry. To the residents of the borough of Atlantic Highlands, on the occasion of his 60th year as a member of Atlantic Highlands Fire Department, we therefore declare the month of December 2022 to be Walter Curry Month in the borough. This honor is bestowed on Mr. Curry to honor his long, tireless, and varied efforts on behalf of the community, including but not limited to his current and past service of 60 years on the fire department and as chief of the department in 1981, 1994, and 95, as well as being an active member of the first aid squad for 57 years. Mr. Curry was a special police officer, was elected as councilman for Atlantic Highlands from 1975 through 1980, and was an active member of the Harbor Commission from 1987 through 2015. Mr. Curry shared his love of the community as a respected teacher for 37 years and was the faculty representative to the NJEA. Mr. Curry was named as one of the outstanding young men of America in 1978. Mr. Curry is a loving husband, father, grandfather. He was a trustee of his local church, superintendent of the Bayview Cemetery, as well as a member of the board of directors there. Few areas of community life have not been touched by the hands of Mr. Curry, a fact which family and friends acknowledge with intense gratitude. Mr. Curry's dedication in public service and the warmth which he exhibits it is inspirational to all of us. Therefore, we, the members of the governing body, urge all residents to join us in praising the extensive efforts of Mr. Curry and wishing him a heartfelt happy 80th birthday. We also acknowledge his service and dedication to our community with gratitude and thanks. Thank you.
Thank you.
Go out there.
I want to thank all of you people for this consideration. I have not done any of this to get recognition. I've done it because I felt it was my duty to do this for the borough of Atlantic Islands and all its residents. And I thank those of you that come out tonight. And I wish all of you a Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year. And may it be good for all of us. I thank you very much.
An inspiration to all. And now, moving on, we have the employee of the month. So, it's our own Rudy Trivett. Okay, so Rudy Trivett is the superintendent of the borough's vehicle maintenance department. Rudy began working as a mechanic at the borough in August of 1983. In February of 2001, Rudy became the superintendent of that department. Rudy is by far one of the most dependable people in the borough. He is responsible for the upkeep and operation of all the borough, harbor, and police vehicles. Rudy is always responsive when there is an issue after hours, as well as weekends and holidays. He is always willing to go the extra mile. Rudy is an active member of the Highlands Fire Department and prior fire chief. Rudy and his wife, Kathy, live in Highlands, and they have two sons. We have Rudy and we have Jimmy. Jimmy's here. So I just want to congratulate you and thank you. Okay, Mr. Fasaro, do you know if the halls are coming?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, just ask him. So I'm going to leave this to the end. Maybe they're cleaning up or, like, I don't know. I just want to make sure that they show up. So now we have to move on to unfinished business, which is Ordinance 13-2022, approving the redevelopment, but it's going to be withdrawn.
It needs to be withdrawn.
Yeah.
It would be withdrawn by default either way, but we should make it official.
I'll move that it be withdrawn.
Second.
Okay, so now we need a roll call.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Ms. Hollenleitner?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Mr. Barakia?
Yes.
Mr. Bombs?
Yes.
And excuse me, Mayor, so I just want to elaborate for record. The reason that it will be, my comment meaning that it will be withdrawn either way is because we cannot proceed at this fashion in 2023 as the council will be changing. So by default, we would need to begin with a first reading, a new fresh first reading in 2023. So by default, it would be withdrawn. But we did the right thing by making it official.
Okay.
Thank you. And moving on to ordinance 14 of 2022, increasing membership for the Shade Tree Commission. It's a public hearing and possible adoption, so I need to have a motion and a second to open it up for public.
I'll move it.
Second.
Okay. And is there any, how many people on Zoom?
10 attendees on Zoom, no hands currently raised.
Okay. Are there any questions from the public about this ordinance? All right, since I don't see any hands, we can, I need a motion and a second to close public.
So moved.
Probably seconds.
And now I need a motion and a second.
All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
And now I need a motion and a second for the adoption.
I'll move it.
Probably seconds.
Okay, and roll call.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Ms. Hohenleitner?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Mr. Barakia?
Yes.
Mr. Bombs?
Yes.
Ordinance 14 has been approved.
So no workshop, so we're going to go to public comment. It's on the consent agenda. Please state your name, come up to the front, state your name and address if you have any questions or comments.
On resolution 177, renewal of the shared services agreement for the ambulance service. I know it's been a rough year, but a lot better year this year than last year with the Atlantic Commons First Aid.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just curious as to whether this is a full year contract for 2023.
Yeah, so this is a 2023 contract, a calendar year contract. However, it is a fee that the borough would be paying per month in the amount of $7,500, $90,000 per year. It's the same agreement mirrored from last year, both in fees and in schedule. So nothing changes.
Okay, the only difference in the two resolutions that I noticed, in 187, 2021 last year, after discussion, it was added with a quote unquote 120 day termination clause. Prior to being voted on, that was moved by Councilman Bombs and seconded by Councilman Velasco. They did add that 120-day termination clause. Is that pertinent for this resolution, or are we doing this month to month?
We're doing it month to month, and the understanding with all of our partners is that our goal continues, and we keep making improvements moving forward, and that our goal would be that in 2024 we would relinquish our partnership with Highlands and HMH and proceed forward with a full-time EMS service volunteer. That's the goal.
Okay, my second question, and it's not a resolution that's on tonight, but it was on two meetings ago, resolution 170, which was to take ordinance 13 and send it to the planning board. So in both is Appendix A, which is the full redevelopment plan. So my question really is, should Resolution 170 also be, withdrawn?
I'd have to look into that. I can't answer that.
You don't think that it's never been adopted, which is on the agenda, now it's not on.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's a resolution, not an ordinance.
It never went.
Yeah.
And it just dies on the
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And my last question, the transfer of funds, which is, I guess, for this time of year is fairly normal. It's just a mess. I guess the two largest movements we're making, we're taking like $136,000 out of the police budget, police overtime and dispatch, SW, I assume that's salary and wages.
Yep.
And we're moving it into one category. I'm sure about $140,000. Gasoline, electric, that I can see, but they're through the roof over here. But also engineering services and costs, $35,000. Where did that extra cost come from?
So specific line items, I can't refer to because they're not in front of me, but our engineering costs obviously have gone up this year because we've utilized engineering services more than we did in the past. The numbers from the police department were very large numbers from a budgeting perspective going into this year because the collective bargaining agreements hadn't been achieved at that point in time. So there was a lot of over-guesstimating to protect ourselves. So that's why the numbers is as large as it is.
Okay.
Thank you. Are there any other questions from the public? Any questions?
Yes, Mayor, I got one attendee hand raised. Bring over Zach Brown.
Okay.
Good evening, Zach Brown, 64 Inwood Drive. Maybe a problem with just my device, but on the Zoom, not seeing any video. So I don't guess you're doing something different, but just want to get a word.
He's not seeing a video.
Mr. Brown, it looks like our video is showing, but we don't see your video. Are you sure something, isn't anything with your computer or your connection?
Yeah, it might be.
Hang on, I will promote Mr. Brown to the panelist.
Zach, you still there?
He's not here.
Yeah, I can see you on video now.
All right.
We
can't see you. Can you put your camera on? There we go.
I am driving at the moment.
Okay.
Oh, no, pull over, Zach, pull over.
You are not driving the ambulance, right?
No, I am.
Okay, so what?
I am in the car.
Stay safe.
Did you have a question or a statement?
He was just telling us that he couldn't see us.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Yeah, that was it.
Okay, thanks, Zach.
Oh, there he is.
Yep.
Put your seatbelt on, Zach.
Look up, Zach.
Okay. All right.
Morgan, it looks like he's a few minutes away from home, so.
Okay.
No other hands.
Okay. So if there are no other hands, and I don't see any hands from the public, we're going to go to the consent agenda. These items will be enacted by one motion if detailed deliberation is desired on any item. Council may remove that item from the consent agenda and consider it separately. Resolution 175, Chapter 159, Special Item of Revenues, CDBG Grant. Resolution 176, Chapter 159, Special Item Open Space Grant. Resolution 177, Renewal of Shared Service Agreement, Ambulance Service. Resolution 178, Authorizing Refund of Overpayment of Taxes. Resolution 179, Authorizing Renewal of Shared Service Agreement, Freehold Township IT. The resolution 180, Payment of Bills, $1,176,162.01. Resolution 181, Transfer of Funds. So with that, I need a motion and a second.
Murphy moves.
Second, Bones.
Okay, roll call.
Mr. Murphy.
Yes.
Ms. Hohenleitner.
Yes.
Mr. Crowley.
Yes.
Mr. Barakia.
Yes.
Mayor, the consent agenda has passed.
Thank you. So now we'll move on to reports from the council.
Thank you, Mayor. Leaving police and fire for Councilman Bombs. I'll jump into first aid. Our squad answered 24 calls year-to-date, so far in December, which brings the total year-to-date number to 284 calls of service. Just to break that down, from January 1st to June 30th, we answered 81 calls. From July 1st to December 15th, 2022, it's 200-plus calls. So this is a great sign for our community, for our squad. It shows that we are heading in the right direction and definitely advancing our services. This year's annual food drive and Santa runs were a big success. Santa came to town and not only made a lot of children smile, but also collected somewhere over 1,000 pieces of non-perishable food goods. A big thank you to our community family for donating all those goods. Mid-January 2023, the squad will be hosting a community event, which will be a membership info session. More details to follow. The new line for 2023, Lance Hubany as chief, Ann Scholler as captain, Tim Farkas as first lieutenant, and Mike Berth as second lieutenant. Chief will be offering a free CPR training to our recreation coaches and those that are participating in running the league this year, free CPR training. Message from the chief, big thank you to everyone helped bring the squad back to where it is at so far. We are looking forward to continued growth next year. Lastly, Lance, along with the rest of the squad, want to wish the community a very happy, healthy, and safe holiday season. Any community resident interested in membership information, please send an email to the address info@ahfirstaid.org. Jumping over to recreation, signups for recreation basketball are now closed. It's now closed. We had over 180 children sign up for the older age groups, second grade through eighth, and about 46 children sign up for our young little hoops section. There will be a look and see this weekend for coaches to select their teams. Feel free to stop down if interested. This year's Christmas event was a great success. Tree was lit, choirs had sung, and Mr. and Mrs. Claus were there listening to a lot of children, taking down a long list of present requests. Luckily, all the kids were good, so very little need for a coal this year. Thank you to all the volunteers that participated in making that event a success. Our holiday house decorating contest is still going. Our signups are still available to December 17th. We have about three families, three entries so far, so competition isn't that fierce. Anyone that is passionate about their home decorations, please send an email to recreation@ahnj.com. The winner of the contest will have their picture in our calendar for December next year. Jumping over to DPW. Reminder, in the borough yard, there's still a pumpkin recycling drop-off area. A lot of participation has been given from the residents to support this effort. The borough yard will be open December 24th, Christmas Eve day, for standard Saturday hours of 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. for recycling cans, bottles, and cardboard only. All leaf pickup zones are on schedule. Zones 1 and 4 have been completed. Next week will be Zone 2. Please note all zone-by-zone brush pickup has ended in October. Reminder, Borough Yard is open for leaf and brush drop-offs. Hours are Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m., and now on Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. to noon. The yard will remain open on the weekends until December 18th, 2022. A lot of residents have been taking advantage of the weekend yard schedule. It is greatly appreciated. We also want to acknowledge, with all the excessive leaves that are out there, it's been an odd season. We would like to ask all of our residents to please make sure that the leaves aren't out there when they shouldn't be out there, the brush isn't out there when it shouldn't be out there. Rains drive all that brush and leaves down to the water basin, and it clogs up and causes all kinds of issues. So I believe Rob will further on that. Winter weather, we are anticipating snow, so please assist DPW with, if possible, please park your vehicles in your driveway, allowing the plow trucks to clear as much of the snow material as possible on the road surface. Once the storm ends, please allow the plow trucks time to push back and clear as much of the road surfaces as possible. Please do not shovel, or plow, or blow your snow pack into the roadway. Reminder, many ice melting chemicals and pellets can harm your pet's paws. Please clear any hydrants near your home. We are asking for a minimum of a 3-foot by 3-foot clearance in all directions around the hydrant. Rob, will we be posting this picture on the website?
We will.
There will be a picture here that shows the 3 feet diameter, just in case you weren't sure what that meant. There will be a visual for you to review. And I believe that is it for me, Mayor. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Councilwoman Hohenleiter?
I would be remiss if I didn't mention that the First Aid Squad throws a great holiday party.
Yeah, we do. And I would be remiss if I didn't say how fantastic your karaoke skills were last
time. And the mayor. Just there to back up the mayor. So thanks for that. Okay, so real quick, the Shade Tree Commission met last night. It was a great meeting to talk about priorities and plans for the upcoming years. Because of COVID, there's been a little extra funding in the Shade Tree budget and the drought this summer has caused the Shade Tree to rethink maybe when we do the plantings. Maybe we don't do spring planting in the upcoming year. We wait till the fall. So we highly encourage those of those residents who are interested in applying for shade trees to please apply for them, but it will likely be that for a fall planting. The DPW has done an amazing job supporting the Shade Tree Commission during the drought, and as a sign of great partnership, the Shade Tree is taking a portion of our budget, and the $6,000 we're going to be transferring to DPW to do really very necessary pruning, and also to remove the stump that to remove the stump, how do I call it? Grind the stump in front of the first aid building, which is overdue, and they need the equipment to be able to do it. So they're very pleased with that and excited. Thank you to the mayor and council for approving the expansion of the Shade Tree. It's a very hands-on committee because we are trying to make sure that the trees that we plant for residents stay alive. And so Dr. Trank is here. Is anyone else from Shade Tree here tonight? I didn't see Ellen. Hi, Ellen, you got here. But they've been working really hard to think about how to make the planting sustainable. So it's been a great effort this year, and they look forward to this really being a big part of the April Earth Month moving forward. I really am very, very pleased to let everyone know that the Rivera family closed on 21 Leonard today. They did. I got a picture from Mrs. Rivera that showed the closing. I couldn't help but have happy tears for them because it's been such an ordeal.
7 years.
They're going to start moving in this weekend, so definitely go visit your new local residents. They were at the tree lighting. They're really grateful to be part of the community, and they're going to be great members of our community. In my job, I have a basketball tournament every year, and two of the Atlantic Highlands recreation teams that entered won their division, so that was very exciting, including Mr. Murphy's son, our daughter's team, and Mr. Colangelo's son's team. So I'm excited to go see that starting five over at Hudson this year because they're very tall.
They are tall.
They're very tall. The harbor. So there's a lot to report on the harbor. One of the most important things to report about the harbor is we're going to be missing Mr. Barakia up there with us. Thank you so much for your service to the Harbor Commission. We didn't get a chance. You weren't able to attend our December meeting, but we really appreciate the work that you've done on our behalf.
And thank you.
Hope you stay engaged.
Thank you.
We have talked a lot about the towboat building, and the Harbor Commission has been working very hard in partnership with our professionals at CME, and we're very grateful to CME for helping us to perform an inspection to determine why we were having these continuing issues. So thank you to CME for helping us determine this. And the Harbor has filed a lawsuit against the building contractor, Kappa Construction, so that is a matter that will be continuing into the new year. There have been multiple issues with the towboat building that have been addressed and have been repaired, but we have an ongoing conversation with our tenants there where we will be correcting other issues with the building, but the lawsuit is the most significant development at this time. Okay, that was the big one. Yesterday I attended the bid opening with Mr. Farragina and Ms. Clark, which is all the RFPs that were submitted for us to choose professionals next year. For those that are up. I really want to thank all the professionals that work for the Borough of Atlantic Highlands, especially Mr. Senna, who has been with us for how many years now?
3 years.
3 years. Our professionals do a lot of work for us outside of the time that they're here, and Jason's been a really important part of the team and has been someone that we trust and rely on. So thank you, Mr. Senna, and all of our professionals.
You're welcome.
Mr. Rohmeyer, runs our Zoom even. And I also want to thank the volunteers on all the various committees that I've been with. I think my time on Zoom is about to end in January once the planning board gets their own Zoom person. But I really personally want to thank everyone who serves on committees because I've spent a lot of time with you in the past 2 years. And it's a lot of dedication. Finally, Mayor, Mr. Farragina is going to report on Green Team, but there's some real great momentum going there too. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Moving on to Councilman Crowley.
Thank you, Mayor. Councilwoman, if you don't mind, I'm just going to add on to our new neighbors over there on Leonard. A lot of people, we don't do this for a clap on the back, but there are a lot of people sitting up here tonight they were a part of making sure that that happened and getting Habitat for Humanity here and making sure that that went through. So that's a Christmas gift, I think, to everybody. So.
Yeah, and to former Borough Administrator Hubany and to former Mayor LeGrace. I sent, they were the first two people I sent the pictures to.
Great. And also just want to say thank you to Councilman Baums, Councilman Brachia, for all your hard work and all your years here. So thank you. Going to miss seeing you over here on the other side of the
aisle. We'll still see you around.
We'll still see you around. Thank you for everything. Nothing new to report on parking, correct, Mr. Fisher? Because we already gave that report earlier, or the end of November. Recreation Committee, the only thing I'll add to what Councilman Murphy already said about, we've only got three contestants in that home decorating contest, and you do a nice job on your house, you win, we'll get you in the calendar, and that's not a bad thing. I think there might be a gift card involved with that too, maybe.
You're just trying to sweeten the pot.
Oh, absolutely. We need more, because there's a lot of beautiful homes and a lot of beautiful decorations.
John's going to cook anybody dinner that signs up, right?
Well, through the drive-through anyway, or you can push your own tray with wherever we go. But no, please spread the word, and let's get some more people involved in that. I'll also tell you that looking ahead to next year, with our music festival going again, one of the things we're going to do this year is we're going to make it also a food truck festival. So it'll be a food truck festival and a music festival, and I think that's going to be a lot of fun for everybody. And I think we're planning on expanding our Atlantic Highlands Day and Touch a Truck. We'll also get our food trucks out there as well, as many locals as we can make it. So just something to look forward to. Technology and communications. So I sent the link around to a few of you. We're very, very close to relaunching the new ahnj.com website, and I think you're all going to be really happy with it. It's a lot more intuitive. We've gone and done a culling, if you will, of the content, just sort of streamline things, make it easier to navigate around. I will just say one thing. When it goes live, which I'm hoping is before January 1st, I think we're very, very close, just please know it's a living document. So we're interested in feedback. We will continue to make tweaks and changes to it, and that'll be based on the feedback that we get from you. We think we're close, but we have open ears for things that you see that we can make even better. So it's the first step, I think, in the redesign and make it easier for people to navigate through. One of those things that I know we've been talking about and I'm really excited about is we're figuring out if you, people often say, like, I didn't know this was going on in this committee. I didn't know this was on the agenda. So just like we have Swift 911, which is changing names to
Rave Alert.
Rave Alert. So you'll see there's going to be something that'll say Rave Alert. It's the same thing as Swift 911, just they changed ownership. We're doing that for agendas. So all you should need to do is go online, fill out a questionnaire saying which agendas you want. I want planning board, or I want mayor council. So that when an agenda does appear, you'll get a text that'll say that, you know, either here is the agenda or click this link and it'll take you to the agenda. So anybody that's a resident of Atlantic Highlands, you want to know what's going on in town, this is yet another way for you to really stay connected and make the decision for yourself that you're going online or you are going to stay at home and you're going to watch on Zoom, whatever the particular meeting is. So very excited about that. The AM emergency radio, we have a meeting on the 19th, I believe, with our IT people and also our manager of our website, ahnj.com. Just tweaking some of the things that we're adding on to the system that's within our budget. One of those things is being able to live stream council meetings so that you can go to ahnj.com and listen that way if you're not home or you're not near a device, but maybe you're driving nearby and you want to hear it or you just don't want to look at us and hear it. And also there's a means of being able to load the information in that's a little more visual, that'll be easier because we have various professionals, whether they're OEM or EMS or police department, to be able to record and get their messages in more easily and more quickly. So we're talking about that. And Mayor, I think that's it.
Thank you.
Councilman, with the pushes notifications for the agendas, any changes that are made prior to the meeting, will they get re-pushed out with new agendas, will get pushed out, or
updated? I don't want to say yes or no definitely, because I don't know what the turnaround time is on it to load it in yet, because it's still, she is looking at the various software applications that we can bring in to use to be able to push that information. So I think it depends on turnaround time. In theory, that would be great. Anytime an agenda and load it in. So in theory, that would be the hope. I can't promise at this time.
Mr. Hohenleiter covered the harbor. I just want to talk about revenues real quick. This last month we were up again. If we have another decent month, we're going to have, I think it's 5 years in a row of increasing revenue at the harbor. So I'm really happy to see that in, you know, during, and who would have thought during COVID and a pandemic, it would be good for business in the harbor. Of course, we realized why, and a lot of that has helped us through as well. But as far as our finance in town, the budget's still being put together. It's subject, you know, for the spring. But one of the things I wanted to just bring about is, you know, we're looking at a very uncertain time next year. We've got, you know, inflation seems to be settling a little bit. But, it's, you know, right now the federal government's going to spend another $1.6 trillion over last year, and that's inflationary, so they kind of go against each other. The Fed yesterday raised rates, and it wasn't as much as it was before, but they indicated they're going to do it throughout the year next year because they really want to kill inflation as much as they can. And the I was looking at some other figures. The Purchasing Managers Index is down. The container shipping rates are down. That's probably a good thing for a lot of businesses to help out. But trucking is down, and that's a big indication of all the goods and services that move around. And it's very recessionary as well. The yield curve's inverted. That's the Fed funds rate versus the long-term bond rate. That always predicts a recession. Of course, none of this is certain. Nobody knows the future. But the real thing that's got me is the money supply, M2. That's a measure of all cash, deposits, CDs, things that we might in here have. So I like big business, you know, big money. The rate of change of that is the biggest it's been in 70 years. And it usually is an indicator of something, you know, not good occurring. And when you look at the credit card debt, that's increased too. So it's showing people have less money and they're putting more debt on. So going forward, I think it's really important to maintain the flat tax as much as we can. Because you got seniors already paying for a lot for food. They got to pay for medicine. They're getting hit with all this. Families are trying to save for their kids for college or just take care of their families. You know, they're going to get hit with this. So increasing their burden next year, I think, is something we just have to be aware of. You may not be able to, but it's something we have to be aware of. Because if we really care about those among us that are the most neediest, then, you know, unnecessary tax increases are things we want to avoid. And, you know, I know everybody's got their heart in the right place on this. So I expect they'll do the right thing as much as they can. And I understand that. But, you know, I think we just have to be ready for some big, you know, potential changes next year or just a little rough patch. That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. Thanks to the Atlantic Islands Local PBA, who last weekend hosted their annual showing of the movie Elf at the theater to a packed house, which also featured special guest appearance by Santa and Mrs. Claus. Lieutenant Zadoni and Patrolman Anderson met with our police explorers and talked to them about firearm safety and nomenclature of the Department of Firearms, use of force and qualification standards for the officers. They also recently install the prescription drop box, which is open 24/7 downstairs outside the police department. So anyone wishing to drop off unused prescriptions after hours, all they need to do is just press the blue call button on the box in the lobby and they can buzz you in. During the month of November, officers responded to a total of 1,236 calls for service, including 51 first aid calls, as well as fire calls, and investigated 4 motor vehicle crashes. Chief would like to remind everyone, 'tis the season to be jolly. However, there's always a Grinch lurking among us. Look out for porch pirates. If you're expecting deliveries while you're not home, make sure that you know where they're going to be. Somebody can take the package in for you rather than leave it unattended on the porch, where these porch pirates have been known to take them right off of your porch. Track your packages so you know when they're going to arrive. If you can't be home, ask a neighbor or friend to bring it in. Request that the delivery company place the package in an area that is not visible from the street, and consider investing in a camera system with a motion detection or recording device. If you see someone stealing packages from your neighbor's front porch, don't be afraid to record the license plate, get a good description of the suspect, the appearance and the apparel, the vehicle, make, model, color, if you can, and call the Atlantic Island Police Department. If you see something, say something. Director Weimer for OEM is monitoring this storm with the high winds that we have. She's going to continue to do so over the next 24 hours. She's also monitoring a potential for a snowstorm next week for the 22nd through the 24th. So you may be luck for a white Christmas, but as news comes out, we'll disseminate that to everyone. Fire department responded to 22 calls for November. The fire boat has been taken out of service for the season. There's been a request regarding LOSAP, which I'm sure you guys will discuss with the Finance Committee moving forward. They also asked for it to go automatic based on CPI, which I'm sure you guys will look into. And on Saturday, December 12th, the Atlantic Islands Fire Department, in conjunction with the Highlands Fire Department, conducted a joint training exercise at East Point, which was very successful. Keeps them up to speed on high-rise evacuations. And congratulations to our 2023 line officers, Chief of the Department, Cody Burbank, Deputy Fire Chief Scott Burbank, Captain Sean McBride Jr., First Lieutenant Sean Doyle, Second Lieutenant John Wilson, Chief Engineer Rich Cleets. Just a follow-up on to what Mr. Murphy said about leaf piles. If you happen to have your leaf pile up front, please try not to park on top of it with your hot car. It's a recipe for a fire. And the last thing we want is to see Mr. Curry or any other department go out there on Christmas Eve because somebody didn't have a spot in front of their house and their car's on fire. And in closing, I'd like to thank the residents of Atlantic Highlands for trusting myself with leading the town for the last 3 years. I want to thank Mr. Ferragina, Mr. Hubney, the mayor, my fellow council members. I'll be around. I'll be with the OEM, fire, police, library, working with fire and so forth. So I look forward to seeing you all then. And so I have.
Thank you. So, administrator's report.
Okay, thank you, Mayor. The road program is proceeding well. The borough engineer will expand upon that during his report. I am pleased to report that the New Jersey Department of Transportation has notified the borough of a fiscal year 2023 municipal grant award in the amount of $219,420. This will supplement last year's award of $251,900 for a total of $471,000 in grant funding for improvements to the East Garfield Avenue. So what that means is the funding would be used for things such as paving, ADA ramp improvements, and water main upgrades, all things that we need in that area. The DEP, Local Government Assistance Department, has informed all municipalities in New Jersey that the December black bear hunting season will be extended by 4 days this week from December 14th to 17th per state regulations to achieve harvest objectives that help protect public safety and maintain a sustainable bear population. I think that has a limited effect on us here at Atlantic Islands. I don't think we need to worry. Although there was a bear sighting during the winter. I remember that.
There's one directing traffic over an ocean.
We've notified the Monmouth County that the light under MT Bridge 50, which is on East Mount Ave over Grand Avenue, is out. They will be scheduling a day and time to come make that repair. In addition, to that bridge, decorative solar lights have been installed on that bridge by DPW. Holiday wreaths have also been installed on the bridge for the season. As reported in November, this bridge was recently repaired by the county. The double telephone pole on North Mount Avenue outside of the Cunha Siam restaurant has been serviced by both JCP&L and Verizon. The old pole has been removed. There are an additional 4 locations in Atlantic Highlands that have double poles. Work orders have been processed with the utility companies to have those old poles removed.
How do you feel about the poles, Rob?
I am very passionate about working with the utility companies to get these resolved. Thank you. We have previously reported that the JIF issued a dividend payment from the Monmouth Municipal Joint Insurance Fund in the amount of $31,363. I'm pleased to report that that check arrived today and will be processed. Effective January 1st, as was previously mentioned, the SWIFT 911 system will switch its name to Rave Alert. What happened there was, I believe Rave Alert is based in Canada. They acquired SWIFT 911 a few years ago, 2 or 3 years ago. and they're just getting now to the name change. But that will not impact any service. Nothing's changing. Same employees. The only thing that changes is on our website at some point after January 1st, the name will change on there from Swift 911 to Rave Alert. That's it. And all of our emergency service departments have been informed of this. We have been informed by Sustainable Jersey, New Jersey, that the borough of Atlantic Commons has earned enough points to renew bronze status, and it has been solidified through 2025. The borough is inching its way towards silver status. We thank the Green Team for all of their efforts. The updated placard has been placed on the hallway plaque, which is mounted near the entrance door at the top of the stairs. So we congratulate and thank the Green Team for all of their efforts. And I know Councilwoman wants to elaborate on that.
Well, we swiped some swag for the Green Team when we were down in Atlantic City. So in January, we'll have a little ceremony and present you with your swag and the certification.
And good job to the Green Team. As Councilwoman knows from the luncheon and everyone else here, we're so close to silver. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how many large towns are out there that we are surpassing on points. So.
Right at the top of the bronze.
That's right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's right. The borough has purchased holiday illuminated snowflakes through Municibid. They have been mounted on poles along First Avenue. We thank the DPW department for initiating this discount purchase and the DPW team for conducting the installation and the mayor for really inquiring for this to begin with, inquiring with the DPW if there were outlets to purchase some additional holiday decorations.
I watch a lot of Hallmark, okay?
Not that there was anything wrong with the prior decorations, but these are really good looking.
Thanks.
These are really good looking.
Yeah, and the prior decorations are up as well.
In addition to that, Hallmark.
And it was a great deal that Mr. Phillips found per the mayor's request. I want to thank Councilman Bombs and Baraka for their service to the borough. It's been an absolute pleasure working with both of them. Thank you, gentlemen. And finally, I just want to ask everyone to please be careful if they're driving this evening during this inclement weather, and have a wonderful holiday season and a happy new year. Thank you.
I just want to add on, because we're talking about the beautiful decorations, thanks to Rich Sells and Regina Keelan and some other friends in the municipality. We do have a harbor tree down in the harbor, but they decorated it and made it so much more beautiful than it already was. And thanks to Lou Flicker, because we ran out of trees across the street, so he had to go source a tree for that. But go down there and look. Nothing is glass, so it's safe. But we're looking hopefully next year that it would be more of a community effort, that we each maybe donate a plastic ornament, and so that there's a little bit of each of us on the harbor tree. So that's the plan for next year.
That's a great idea.
Okay. Mr. Romeyer.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. The 22 road program is underway, as you're all aware. Concrete is substantially complete at Wesley Avenue. So that's the curbing, the ADA ramps that was programmed in that portion of the project. With the storm we're having now and the pending temperatures for the upcoming week, it looks like we're going to recommend that the contractor button it up for the winter at this point, winterize everything, make it safe, and then resume work once the weather breaks. So milling and paving will follow, and then they should work towards the other roads within the program.
Thank you for being so responsive with the residents who had questions. There's a lot of them came to us, and as soon as they asked us, they said that you had already responded, so thanks for that.
Not a problem at all. Manymount Avenue Park construction is progressing nicely. Remaining work at that location includes striping of the basketball court. The rim is not hung on the basketball backboard at this point to discourage any use until the site's ready and turned over back over to the municipality. Perimeter fencing is needed. It's in place with the contractor, and they can work in colder temperatures, so it's anticipated to go in next week. So I'm anticipating a turnover in the next week or two. Since our last meeting, we have submitted a grant application to FEMA through the BRIC program for funding for the Upper Prospect Road wall.
Nice.
Big ticket item. It's approximately $1 million ask. Mm-hmm. So FEMA, we're working with NJOEM on the application at this point. And it was reported that the East Garfield supplementary grant had been received as well. So We'd be happy to work with the borough to get construction documents in place to line up that work first thing in the spring.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Mr. Senna.
Thanks, Mayor. First thing, I spoke at a prior meeting about possible NJDEP regulations requiring installation of electric boilers, which cost millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. Put on the back, no pun intended, put on the back burner. They're not happening this year or in the foreseeable future. There was, as you might expect, some opposition to that. Number two, I attended in Mr. Farragina's place a meeting with the Division of Local Government Services, members of the governing body, Councilman Bombs, and the First Aid Committee Task Force. It was very mm-hmm. successful. In a nutshell, there's several hundred thousand dollars in grants available, number one, for to commission a study to see if we can, what we can do with First Aid in terms of shared services, and number two, to implement the recommendations of that study if warranted. So that's tremendous, mm-hmm. tremendous thing for the town. The folks over at DCA, who are, most of them are former law enforcement first responders anyway, on the call, were extremely knowledgeable and very helpful, I think, to the First Aid Task Force, talking about, and you know, about all of the questions that have come up and providing good feedback. And we also did a letter, as you know, to the Division of Local Government Services Local Assistance Bureau, and asked for, if you have, you have to send an official letter and ask them for assistance, which is what I was talking about a couple times when this came up in the past, and they work with you for, you know, at no cost. So that was good. We got a response from the director saying we'd be happy to help you. I think with those kinds of things, as I mentioned, you know, it's always good. Sometimes it's good to start with the decision maker mm-hmm. and then work from there rather than trying to go it alone and figure things out when we, so begin with the end in mind. Mm-hmm. Thanks to Councilman Bombs, who really actually put us in the end zone with getting us in touch with the DCA through Assemblyman Flynn's office. It was extremely helpful because, as they said on the call, we didn't know our phone number wasn't working until Assemblyman Flynn's office contacted us. So that's a little scary. But anyway, they fixed it and we're in touch. So I hope that that provides good outcomes for the town and for the First Aid. That's all I have. I haven't, as everybody up here knows, not everybody out in the public, I haven't put in next to be the attorney for next year, but I wish you a lot of luck and thank you for the opportunity to help over the last 3 years. It's been a pleasure, and see you in the future.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you, Jason.
You got it.
Thank you. We're going to move on to public comment now. So, how many people on Zoom?
15 attendees.
Okay. Are there any hands up at this time?
Not at this time.
Okay. Are there? Yes.
Regina Gillen, 21 King James Lane. First, I wanted to say a few words about Mr. Curry. I was 16 when I joined the Atlantic Highlands Fire Department, and I was a member until I think I was 34. Back then, it was in the early 80s. My sister was the first woman on the fire department, and we got kind of some crap by other firemen, other companies. But we had the pleasure of serving company number one, post company number one, with Mr. Curry, also his dad, and if it wasn't for him and a few other guys that showed us the way and knew that even though we were women, we could do the job just as well as the men. So I want to thank him for that. Just really quick, when they do the polls, the is it the electric company? Yeah. Are they going to also, when they come in, pull out the other pole? Are they going to redo, fix the sidewalks, and they're ripping up the
Yeah, so that's a good question, and that is why we were kind of joking around a little bit. It's an arduous task, and it's one of the reasons why if you drive around in almost any municipality in New Jersey, you find double poles all over the place. Because what happens is, if there's an old pole that's breaking, cracking, leaning too much, one utility company, if they're called, right? If you file a ticket with them and they come and actually eventually insert a second pole, they won't take out the old pole unless it's in a condition where it's going to harm the public, right? There's also another complication. A lot of these utility poles have multiple lines on them from multiple different utility companies. So it could be JCP&L lines, it could be Verizon lines, and other lines on there. Those entities, those utility companies, don't necessarily communicate effectively with each other. So one company could show up, as we have found that here through recent experience. You place a job ticket, they will come, they will insert a second pole, they'll transfer their lines, and then they leave. Their job is done. And then you have other utility lines that are still mounted to the old pole that need to be transferred over. So in an ideal world, what it took place at both locations on that street, right? So you have the old post office, not the old post, the post office. On the corner there was a pole that was leaning tremendously. They came, per my request, I put in a work order number. They put in a new pole. I called them back and I said, you got to take the old one out. They said, well, we don't own the old one. The number on there belongs to a different, because there's tags on these poles. That pole belongs to a different utility company. So I called that company, filed a ticket. They came and extricated it. Then it comes down to who replaces the portion of the sidewalk, who puts the cement in, which utility company. And that's a lot of fun to have those conversations. So in that situation at the post office, I forget which one it was, but the utility company did come back and did cement it out. It looks beautiful. That's a perfect job right there. A little further up, where the Kanye Sam restaurant is, it's my understanding that double pole has been there for years. So JCP&L came during the summer. They did their part. They cut the top of the old pole to indicate that their part's done. Then we filed a ticket with Verizon. They came yesterday. They finished their job, took out the old pole, and then they outsourced the third component, Kramer, who's going to come and take those two lines right now going down, if you see it, two electrical lines. I know I'm expanding on this a lot.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Yeah, it's so it's a lot of work.
Forget
I asked. Yeah, I know.
aren't you happy you came up?
I know it's getting late here now. That's why we were joking around, because we've spent a lot of time, because I can't stand seeing those double poles everywhere. So it's my goal to get rid of all of them. But yeah, we're working through it. There's multiple companies involved. And we just have to stand up.
You sold this as a series to Netflix.
That's right, exactly, yeah.
Maybe we can ask when the county comes and changes the light bulb, if they can drop off the rest of the gallon of paint they used when they repaired part, so we can have volunteers to go paint the whole entire thing so it'll look nice instead of patchy.
So Jimmy Phillips is one step ahead of you. So he requested my office if I could send a communication to the county, asking permission if we could have our DPW workers finish painting the whole thing. You know, underneath, right? That's what you're talking about, where they did the patch job, but they didn't paint the whole thing.
So talk about the total light.
Yeah, so if they allow us to do that, we will take care of that. And if they don't allow us, we will request that they do it in the summer. Whether they will or not, I don't know.
And the roof looks very nice on it.
Thank you.
Just something Mr. Baum said, because I got frightened for a minute, is there a problem with patches being sold on people's I know it's happening around, but I'm saying...
It's happening everywhere. It was just more of a heads up.
Okay.
You know, everybody now since COVID has been having things shipped directly to their house. Mm-hmm. You can see the boxes piling up, so... With it happening in neighboring towns,
I wasn't sure if it was like a spring.
Are you waiting for some packages?
No,
I don't have.
After that, I'm going to go to the store. Not the pole. But just one more thing, Mayor. When people get on like Zach Brown before Mr. Brown, and you can't see them, you said the video's not up. Can you tell me what the difference? Well, my phone, mine spoke on my laptop and also my phone. But what's the difference if somebody's on there zooming in, but you can't see them, opposed to them calling in, because it's not still an option to do it so they can call.
That's right.
What's the difference is what I'm saying. Say somebody's phone's broken or last time you can't get a picture, opposed to somebody, so it's just something you prefer than to say.
Yes.
But if you say, hey, my camera's broke, It's okay to call, or you can call in.
Colin, yes. You know what it is that, like, everyone here is sitting here, being a part of the meeting. I think that just having your face up there shows that you're involved.
Just clarify to people if, right. If your device is broken, you want to call in, you still can.
Yeah.
But...
Yep.
Thank you.
Was it in particular that you wanted to see Zach Brown's face?
Yes, if,
he's here.
If
he's
you
here.
Just look over your right shoulder. Look right behind you. There you go. Ask and ye shall receive.
Yeah.
It's a miracle.
Absolutely.
Sorry.
Come on. Mm-hmm. Oh, yep.
Kimmy.
Coming up over.
145 East Washington Avenue. I just wanted to thank Councilman Moms and Councilman Barakia for serving on the council on our comments for the years. Thank you very much for your service.
Thank you.
Shin.
Yes.
Karen Smith, 2900 Avenue. Could you tell me, please, who is the mediator you selected to do the regionalization?
How did I know you were going to ask that question?
You're psychic.
So the update regarding regionalization is the mayor and council of Highlands and the mayor and council of Seabright still want to proceed forward with mediation. Our new council, come January 1, will need to decide if they also want to continue moving forward with the mediation. As you know, we will have a new council come January 1. And if that is the case, then all three municipalities theoretically would proceed forward with mediation and share in that cost. The mediator that has been selected by all three municipalities in terms of their attorneys, which I just found out about this evening, is Glenn Fournay. Glenn Fournay, from what I understand, is the Assistant Commissioner for the State of New Jersey, former head of finance. He retired approximately 3 years ago. He is extremely familiar, supposedly, with tax allocations, levies, etc. Very familiar with the legislation process, etc. And again, this is something that I will be discussing with the new council shortly thereafter, January 1st. This information that I'm providing this evening was provided to me by our council, Mr. Giacobbe, prior to this meeting this evening. So that's the update.
And can you tell me once again, because I'm not sure I understand it, why you have to wait for the schools to be involved with this mediation? This is just for cost sharing, is it not?
So I'm not sure if the schools need, or I'm not sure the position of the schools. I would encourage you to inquire with them of what their actual position is.
I'm asking the council, does it make a difference to the council mediating with the other two municipalities, whether the schools involved or not?
So, for me as business administrator, I think it's in a perfect world that, and ideally it would be great if all parties were part of the process, but I can't speak on behalf of the current council or the future council as to what their feelings are.
Okay. and on, well, a couple more subjects, but Papamora Park, I was up there for it's a new York police park up there on lease. Park up there that the county has. I realize that it's in Atlantic Highlands, mm-hmm. presuming it is in Atlantic mm-hmm. Highlands, but the only access, at least vehicular, is through Highlands. So does Atlantic just forget about that piece of property? Like, nobody from Atlantic was up there for the ribbon cutting ceremony.
Weren't invited.
Yeah, so I'm not sure if there was...
We weren't invited.
Well, I'm not sure...
Right.
So I'm not sure if there was an official communication informing us or inviting
that's
us.
Kind.
But that you're correct. That is a county park. They maintain it. So there's to my understanding, there's no obligation for us to maintain or to do anything with that property.
It's no different than the path. You know, the path is the county. Also, the
Henry Hudson
the
Trail.
Path.
Henry Hudson
yes,
Trail.
Yes, trail. The path.
Well, that goes through many towns, but Highlands, I'm sure, is very happy to have the park in Atlantic Highlands named for a Highlands resident. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing I thought was a little strange for Atlantic Highlands. And I do appreciate Mr. Crowley telling me when Pearl Harbor happened. I remember it. I was here for Pearl. I was alive for Pearl Harbor, so I do remember it. But in spite of that, the president projected, says, ordered the flags.
Not ordered, urged.
From
urged.
Sunrise to sunset on Pearl Harbor Day. I appreciate the fact that once Atlanta Highlands was alerted to it, and I presume it was just an oversight. I'd like to think it was just an oversight. But I think it's absolutely reprehensible that nobody has said anything to the school district, because they never raised it at all, even when they were made aware of it, too. And that's been a national directive from every president for many decades.
I am
saying that in Atlantic Highlands, and I don't know about any other town, but in Atlantic Highlands, it's pretty sad that we couldn't lower our flags on Pearl Harbor.
But that's incorrect. So the flags were in fact lowered, and for the record, I didn't tell you when Pearl Harbor happened. I knew that you were aware of that. We're all aware of that. Mm-hmm. What I said was that the attack occurred at approximately 7:55 a.m. Hawaiian time, which meant that it was 12:55 p.m. Eastern time, and that the flags were lowered in this town at approximately that same time. There was no oversight. Let me tell you also, Muriel, if you don't mind, I was out in Hershey, Pennsylvania, and I was in Bethlehem on the same day, in Allentown, and I was also in a couple of other towns in Western Pennsylvania. Ask me how many flags I saw at half staff.
No, because I don't care about those towns.
Well, I'm going to tell you anyway. Zero. And we lowered the flag here in Atlantic Highlands, and I feel like we're being reprimanded because we recognized the time when the attack happened and that we did lower the flags. If you want, you can complain to other towns, but to say that we didn't do it, and it's not mandated, if I'm correct, I'm sorry, but I have, like you, I have a lot of family that served in over 60 years in the last two generations. I said, and all of us are very aware of this, to be reprimanded for the flags going down when the attack occurred to memorialize that day is incorrect. And I'm sorry if I sound passionate, but I am, because you and I have lost family in the service.
You betcha.
And they need to be recognized. And this
serving who are alive like that.
And same here. And so we did the right thing. So, I mean, if you want to go to another town and complain, please, by all means, but not here. It's not deserved.
Well, I can complain in other towns, but this is the town in which I live.
Yes.
This is a town in which now I have given my children to serve. And this is the President of the United States has put this down as a not a mandate, as a directive. And it's been happening. It's not just this president that's done it. It's every president that's done it for the last five, I believe. But I don't know how come all of a sudden we're not even following the President of the United States.
I thought we did a nice gesture, so apparently not. We'll make a note to Mayor and whoever else is running or is going to be on the dais that it needs to go at half staff at the beginning of the day, I guess, is the only way to please anybody. But I thought it was a nice gesture, personally.
We appreciate and respect your opinion, and we'll make sure to take into consideration.
Which gets me to, several months ago, you adopted an ordinance to name a committee to give honor to local veterans.
That's
and
correct.
To the best of my knowledge, nobody's ever been appointed to that.
That starts in January. It will be January 1st.
So you adopted the ordinance this year?
For next, that's correct. That's correct.
That's
correct.
Was there a reason for the delay?
Because we didn't, at that point, it was later in the year, and we were going to appoint for the next year, so that we had an idea what the committee was going to be doing, an objective. So.
And reorg, too.
Yeah. Right. And that's usually what happens, is you do your committees at reorg, which is January 1st.
So you name the committees for the next year's...
No, we're going to be doing that. We're going to be doing that probably next week at some point.
Which is another governing body from the one that passed the ordinance. The governing body that passed the ordinance did not take any action on the ordinance that they created.
I think the ordinance said to be effective January 1st of 2023, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The ordinance says that? I didn't see that in the ordinance when it was passed. Okay, thank you, Caitlin.
Anyone else?
Mr. Fisher.
Yes, Mr. Fisher.
Thank you, Madam Mark Fisher, 91 Third Avenue. A few days ago, last year we spoke about Monmouth County closing Ocean Boulevard for 6 months this year. Any dates been announced for that?
They have not provided us exact dates, but that is still the understanding and my communications with them that that will occur. But there's no updates yet.
And then after the repairs, they're going to fully pave Ocean Boulevard from basically Highlands to First Avenue.
That's what their communication to us was originally, yes.
Just wondering if there's going to change. A few years ago, with great sadness, right, Mr. and Mrs. Brogan were killed at the corner of Grand Avenue and Route 36. Not long after that, the state announced that they were going to do a safety improvement of that intersection. And according to Mr. Ubany at the time, sorry, Rob, but they said that that was going to happen in 2023. It's going to be budgeted for 2023. Just curious if there has been any movement, announcement, any notification from the state.
So it's a lot of fun communicating with the DOT and the state. And, you know, just recently, another resident of the municipality alerted me to a concern that this resident had pertaining to another area of Route 36 that's in between us and Middletown, which I thought were legitimate areas of concern, safety hazard areas of concern. So I drafted an email memo to the DOT outlining those concerns. I've yet to hear back, and that's the type of... That's the experience with dealing with that entity. Yeah. So I hear what you're saying. I can follow up. I'd be more than happy to follow up. As you know, my goal when I first came on board was to have new flagpoles put up where the ones that are now missing put up, and we allocated funds in the 2022 budget to have that done. We obtained estimates. We were ready to proceed forward. And we were abruptly halted by the state for various reasons. And those discussions are still ongoing. So in addition to that, there were grant monies that were awarded but never delivered to the Borough of Atlantic Highlands by the state prior to me coming on board to have a, for lack of a better word, streetscaping and improvements to the corridor leading into our municipality. And that's a discussion that's still ongoing as to why haven't those funds been received, and why can't we engage in improving the median? And I've heard many reasons and or excuses from the state, which is you can't put in brick pavers because they could be used as projectiles. You can't put in cement because then the impervious surface situation. You can't put in grass because then the state don't want to cut the grass. So what do you want us to put in there? Play-Doh? I mean, it's I will work as hard as I can for the municipality to try to continue all those discussions. I just can't predict or honestly tell you if any of it will ever get done.
First, I think more important than anything is that they realize that our town is not a part of the bridge going into Sandy Hook. That we are Atlantic Highlands and not Highlands. It was very difficult for them to disassociate with Highlands because they really think we're Highlands.
There was some confusion in one of the conversations that we had with them of even recognizing where we're located on the map. And they kept referring to Highlands and yeah, we know where you are. We go to bars all the time. No, that's not us. So,
didn't they put a light in at that intersection? Or was it the center lights that came back on?
So the center median lights came back on because of our discussions with GCP&L.
Right. We had that conversation with them. But I do remember, I thought there was one conversation with Ms. Keelan 8 or 9 months ago. We had a discussion where you actually brought it to our attention that you were grateful that the light was now there.
Well, it was I think that they all went out for a long while.
They were out for a while.
And that's exactly when I articulated that concern. This is, 12 months ago or so when I came on board. JCP&L, and I don't know the past history, but when I came on board and I articulated our safety concerns, Mr. Lewin and James Pianell came right out and they turned the lights right on. With the exception of two lights, which there's some wiring issues they have to come back and fix.
If I could just talk about it real quick, it looks like we lost connection with that little brownout.
No, we haven't. We're not taking any more formal action.
I lost your online participants.
We'll just log in, log back in, and see if anybody has any public comment. But we're not taking any more formal action. So
Mr. Fisher, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. One more thing. Is there any tentative dates for the Mother Teresa Town Hall for the rollout of the redevelopment?
How did I know you were going to ask that question?
Goodness.
Have you and Muriel been talking? So, but thank you for bringing that up. So I want to explain the process with that. So after our last meeting, I think there was consensus and agreement, both of the public and the governing body, that we should proceed forward with a public hearing so that the public would have the opportunity to ask questions to the experts that we've hired, meaning the redevelopment planner for the borough, Fran Reiner at DMR Architects, as well as Mr. Lapari, who's our special counsel for that project.
And could I just also add something? Yep. I think it's more important that that doesn't happen at the planning board, because they're doing something completely different.
Well, let me.
All that is important for the citizens so that they understand the plan.
Yep. So let me continue there. So the goal, and both of those experts thought that that was a wonderful idea. They welcomed it. The objective and goal would be to have that be conducted in January and or February. Now, we can't identify a date at this time for a couple different reasons. One, we have a new council coming on board on January 1st, so we can't officially communicate with them in that capacity until they're actually council people. So once they're officially inducted as council people, we can have a discussion with them, find out their availability with dates, and move forward with their availability. The second component is, while we assume, and while there may be an assumption that the experts will remain in place, we still have to do the RFP process and appoint our professionals for 2023 at the reorganization meeting. So if those professionals, if one or both of them are changed for 2023, we then have to have that conversation with bringing the new people, if there are any, up to speed, right, and getting their dates. And if they're not replaced, still getting the dates of those professionals. So that's kind of where we're at. Once the public hearing is held, theoretically the goal would be to have a first reading, right? A new first reading.
You are in the meeting now.
Once that first reading takes place, theoretically it bounces and it's supposed to go to the Planning and Zoning Board, where the professionals will lay out their plan. The public at the Planning and Zoning Board have an opportunity to ask technical questions there. And then it proceeds forward, theoretically, to a second reading and possible induction at a council meeting, where the professionals will formally also welcome any questions from the public. So that's kind of where we're at.
Right. So the planning board, just because the last time I asked this question, the public was told to go to the planning board. So at the planning board, I informed them that the council asked us to come to ask questions at the planning board, and they basically said, no. Any questions you have about the redevelopment plan needs to go back to the council. So, as I suspected, we're now in the endless circular loop between council and planning board, and I hope that the town hall stops all that, because then it's all out in the open, it's all been explained, Q&A has happened, and the planning board can just do their review and
The complete answer would have been that nothing was forwarded to them, so there was nothing for them to discuss with you on that evening.
That's exactly correct.
Right.
That's
correct.
Last question. The harbor's been making a lot of money for 5 years, so I'm going to put in my annual pitch. Every year the harbor donates money to the borough general fund. I think last year was $1.1 million.
That's right.
I would like to see that increase to something higher. Regardless of how we made the money, the harbor helps us keep our tax rates down. So I do this every year. This is my 2023 pitch. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Is there anyone else?
no hands up on Zoom, ma'am.
Oh, okay. So, since we don't have anyone, I guess the Hall brothers are not going to make it tonight.
Move it to next month.
I guess I can move this to next month. But what I want to do is a shout out to them. Andy and Chuck are indispensable to this town. Every year they go through and they do the lights on First Avenue. They do the Christmas tree. They're unsung heroes, and there's so many of them like Andy and Chuck Hall that live in this town. And that I would love to, like, recognize all of them. But that's what makes up our town, Atlantic Highlands. People coming together, being neighbors, finding out what your needs are, and helping. Whether it's fire, or first aid, or any of the committees that are out there, you know, people serve the town because they love it. That's why we're up here, because we love it. And I want to thank Mr. Balms and Mr. Baracchia for the 3 years. And Steve, you were even longer. You're six, right? Six years. You know, everyone tries to make this a better town. You know, it might not be the same paths, but we still have Atlantic Highlands in our heart. And I truly, from the bottom of my heart, from the town, want to thank you, both of you, for the hours of your dedication, and you'll be missed.
So you get a picture.
And I need a motion and a second.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy Hanukkah. And